Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Tanya Gibson.
I'm from Southwest New Mexico. My husband is from Southeastern Idaho. Geographically, they are not far from one another. Food culture-wise, however, they are worlds apart. I was asked recently what we had to sort and merge by way of food preferences after we were married. Honestly, I didn't think it was a lot, but then I actively started thinking about it and kind of changed my mind. I've mentioned before, and I'll probably mention again, that food in southern New Mexico is a culture all to itself. It's ingrained in the very fabric of who we are, and we are extremely serious about it. In addition, we also don't really get how different our eating habits are until we move out of state. A fact that was glaringly obvious to me in college and over and again in the years since. I will never forget a local restaurant near my college trying to pass off scones with fruit and whipped cream as sopapillas. A tragedy I was gratefully warned about by my sister who preceded me. No amount of longing for a treat from home could twist that food horror to be okay. Sopapillas are not scones, for the record. They are a fry bread, traditionally served as dessert and loaded with honey in the fried air pocket. But they can also be stuffed with beans and meat and chili for breakfast or lunch. I often joke that I cut my teeth on green chili bean burritos like others did with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I say joke, but it's probably more true than not. On our first date, I made my now husband enchiladas, but not any enchiladas. New Mexico stacked egg enchiladas, which could be an entire topic all on its own, and honestly, probably should be. I can look back now and see the presumption that dish served on my behalf, but it was not something I was cognizant of at the time. My enchiladas tend towards spicy, and I served that spice with nary a thought to Idaho tongue. I don't remember a lot about his reaction. I think it was favorable. But I do know those enchiladas have been folded into the fabric of our family since, which I guess solidifies its favorability years ago. At the beginning of our marriage, I did a lot of the cooking. In the 2+ decades since, my husband probably cooks more than I, although the dishes and moods are jockeyed about, evening the task somewhat. But what is absolutely true is that New Mexican flair shows up far more often, regardless of who is manning the stove. I'm unsure why that is. It could be that my food culture was more dominant to begin with, or that my early cooking set the tone, or that I've dragged him to my beloved blue-skied home state often enough that I've converted him to all things green chili and spice. But whatever it is, it remains true. This isn't to say that potatoes don't have a strong presence in our kitchen. They do. I have a child who would happily live on them if possible, but casseroles, those didn't make the cut. However, when I think of Southeast Idaho, I'm often at a loss beyond the potatoes and the casseroles as to a standout food choice. Maybe that is why my husband's food culture leans from years spent living in England, and British and Indian food were the main influences we had to merge. And I will admit that tacos are far more often what's for dinner over curry. Still, though my husband would love if my taste buds cut him a break in that category a little more often. I wonder if this merging of food cultures in partnerships is simply something every new coupling goes through, no matter of origins. Certainly, families, as many cultures, have a shorthand in food their lifelong next-door neighbors won't share exactly. We think of the big country differing cultures as being the toughest workaround, but I wonder if that actually wouldn't be easier. I think I might be more willing to tackle food literally foreign to me and my upbringing over letting go of my way of making, say, potato salad. I can imagine a situation where we take our rule for eating in our home, you have to at least try one bite of everything before rejecting it, and applying it to one another's food choices. Would that be the smartest way to forge a blended harmony? I can't remember how or why we've settled where we've settled. New Mexican food at this point is simply food. We have dishes from both sides that are just our side now. I wish I could remember exactly in order to answer the original question posed to me. But maybe this is the hope they were really looking for. There comes a day when rivaling food wars settle, preferences are made, and a new couple becomes an old couple. And at some point, food just becomes a shorthand language where you don't really remember where it started. An entire melting pot full of deliciousness. This is Tanya Gibson for Bread and Butter.